Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
A long and typically British, no leaks allowed kind of investigation with some very entertaining, if not particularly conclusive, seeming testimony from chief executives of News Corporation, including Rupert Murdoch and his son James, and then a bombshell report issued within the last couple of hours. British committee member Tom Watson said Rupert Murdoch and his son James, the former head of News Corp's UK operations, should take full responsibility for the phone hacking scandal.
It's been 10 years, 1 month and 9 days since News of the World hacked Millie Dower's phone. 5 days ago, Rupert Murdoch admitted there was a cover-up at News Corporation. We found News Corporation carried out an extensive cover-up of its rampant law-breaking. Its most senior executives repeatedly misled Parliament, and the two men at the top, Rupert and James Murdoch, who were in charge of the company, must now answer for that. In the view of the majority of committee members, Rupert Murdoch is not fit to run an international company like BSkyB.
BSkyB, of course, the very immensely profitable broadcast subsidiary of News Corp. And it is sort of the key of where the British Parliament's leverage may be in this entire case. Joining us now to sort this out are just two of the reporters in London who are overwhelmed by the interest in this particular story. Paul McMullen joins us, former features editor at News of the World. Paul, welcome to the program.
Afternoon.
And John Burns, London bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times. John, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
So, John, what is the leverage here? Tom Watson is speaking about Rupert Murdoch not being fit to run an international company like BSkyB. What would the Brits have to say about it at this point?
Well, I think the second most important development of the day, beyond the fact that the committee has described Rupert Murdoch as not a fit person to run an international media corporation, is that the committee itself was split fundamentally 6-4 on political lines, with all the Conservatives on the committee voting against that particular finding and, in fact, protesting loudly at a press conference within the last hour that they do not believe that that Rupert Murdoch is an unfit person. The significance of this is that Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation owns 39.1% of Britain's most lucrative broadcaster, BSkyB. That ownership, that holding, is currently under review by a regulatory body here whose remit is to look at Rupert Murdoch and News Corporation and decide if they are, in the words of the law, fit and proper person to hold a broadcast license in this country. So there's going to be a huge political storm over this, and of course News Corp, Rupert Murdoch, James Murdoch and others are going to point to the fact that 4 of the 10 members who voted on this, on that committee, found against the finding that Rupert Murdoch was not a fit person.
If it's a partisan political split, it will have less credibility in the regulatory realm. Paul McMullen, describe this sort of characterization that this is a cover-up, that this is incompetence, that this is immorality. Is that the place in which you worked, a place rife with immorality?
Funnily enough, Rupert Murdoch was almost set himself aside this, and he seemed to have quite a strict moral code, and yet News of the World basically sold on, you know, showbiz sexual shenanigans, and we wrote it in such a way, in a really lurid fashion, but just to appease Rupert, at the end of many stories, we would just write, and that dossier is available to the authorities should they wish to prosecute. So we always held that kind of disingenuous moral tone at the end of every article, although the truth is we were called the news of the screws for a very good reason.
John Burns, the political issue that you raised here and which really comes from this scandal that began at the News of the World is all about David Cameron, who used to be very close to Rupert Murdoch, used to be an employee of Rupert Murdoch. And the question is he protected by this?
Well, as I wrote in this morning's New York Times, this scandal is truly now lapping at David Cameron's feet, and today's developments cannot help, because he has said publicly that the Conservatives, but he says also the Labour Party that was in power here for 13 years before 2010, were much too cozy with the Murdochs. But it's his problem now. He is the one who's in charge of the government, and he did have this very close relationship with Rebecca Brooks, the chief executive of the Murdoch newspaper industry interests here in Britain, and her husband, Charlie Brooks, a prominent horse race trainer. They live in the same rural county, Oxfordshire, not 50, 60, 70 miles from London. They entertained each other, and he took Rupert Murdoch in through the back door of 10 Downing Street on his very first day in office in May 2010, after Murdoch had backed the Conservatives in the election that the Conservatives won. Cameron said in the Commons yesterday, he was summoned to the Commons yesterday, very unusual for a Prime Minister, and he said there was no grand bargain struck between the Murdochs and himself over support for the Conservatives in that election. But you can see the whirlwind in which Mr. Cameron is now caught.
That's John Burns, London Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times. The real question now is there someone anywhere in the Rupert Murdoch hierarchy who can tell a different story about Prime Minister David Cameron? Paul McMullen, thanks so much.
No, thanks very much.
Paul McMullen, former features editor at News of the World.